WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. David Lynch, the creator of Blue Velvet and Twin Peaks, has been out of sight and out of favor for the last few years. Now the 51-year-old filmmaker is back on the Hollywood margins where he began a quarter of a century ago with Eraserhead. His new movie, Lost Highway, is an avant-garde thriller starring Bill Pullman, Patricia Arquette, Balthazar Getty, and Robert Loggia. On this archive edition of our show, we have an interview with David Lynch. First, our film critic John Powers has a review of Lost Highway.
America has the habit of getting bored with its heroes. At the beginning of the 90s, David Lynch was an international icon, his name a synonym for the shockingly weird. But his style proved too bizarre to remain popular for long. And even though his Twin Peaks prequel, Fire Walk With Me, was one of its decade's genuinely unforgettable movies, really, rent it and you'll see, it prompted critics and audiences to write him off. His new movie, Lost Highway, has the teasing elusiveness of a story by Borges. Bill Pullman plays Fred Madison, a saxophone player who's prone to hallucinations. He may, or may not, have killed his sexy, dark-haired wife Renee, played by Patricia Arquette, who may, or may not, have been having an affair. But before Fred's situation ever gets resolved, he abruptly disappears. And the movie begins a parallel story about an auto mechanic, Pete Dayton, who's played by Balthazar Getty. Pete's lured into an affair with a gangster's girlfriend, Alice, who's also played by Arquette, now a slutty blonde. Alice may actually be Fred's wife, Renee, just as Pete may somehow be Fred. Lynch has always cared less about telling stories than creating a dark, hypnotic mood that's distinctively his own. When the dangerous blonde Alice first calls on Pete at the auto shop, the feeling of the scene, fueled by Angelo Badalamenti's musical score, is unmistakably Lynchian.
I'm Alice Wakefield.
Pete Dayton.
I was here earlier.
Yeah, I remember.
How'd you like to take me to dinner?
I don't know.
Okay. Why don't I take you to dinner?
Welcome to the Lost Highway, kid. Nobody since Kafka has been better at mixing bleak comedy and visceral dread, and Lost Highway can thrill you with its dazzling moments. Fred has a hilariously spooky encounter with a white-faced stranger, played by Robert Blake, that transforms a cellular phone into something uncanny and sinister. And there's a breathtaking sequence in which automobile headlights turn two naked bodies so incandescently white that they could be making love at the heart of a nuclear blast. It's the most beautiful sex scene in years. The whole movie dwells lovingly on forlorn blacktop and seedy hotel rooms, desperate men and predatory women, uneasy dreams and ghosts of the past, everything you can find on the lost highway of the American imagination. By running Fred and Pete's stories together, Lynch suggests that all noir stories are actually one mythic melodrama that's played out over and over again. But Lynch's version of this one mythic melodrama often seems like an episode of The Twilight Zone that's been stretched like taffy until it droops. Pullman and Getty are just too low-key to propel the movie forward. They're devoured by the mood and by the throbbing carnality of Renee slash Alice, who's a particularly unsavory and misogynist conception. Arquette's bare breasts and buttocks appear so often, they deserve to be mentioned in the credits. Lynch invariably deals with such excessively libidinous material that unless it's perfect, each new movie runs the risk of seeming like little more than a kinky personal fantasy. His work is most potent when he holds something back. Blue Velvet is one of the greatest American movies because its boiling psychic chaos is kept in check by Lynch's taut formal mastery. Such control is missing in Lost Highway, which is explicit when it should be suggestive, logy instead of mysterious. It rubs our noses in a teenage boy's clammy obsessions. Blood, fast cars, pounding music, scary gangsters, duplicitous women, and a distinctively male sense of self-pity. And yet, even a lesser Lynch movie is more exciting than a movie by just about anyone else. Although his preoccupations in Lost Highway are by now too familiar, his sheer filmmaking brilliance reminds you how foolish it would be to write him off. David Lynch may be wayward, he may be uneven, but he's one of the handful of living filmmakers brushed by genius.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue magazine.